Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have faith in God. Jesus said it. People have made fun of us. They said, oh, that's that name it and frame it. That confess it, possess it. That blab it and grab it bunch. Well, they don't realize, I guess, they're making fun of Jesus. Because I didn't write this. You didn't write. He's the one that said, believe you receive it and you'll have it. He's the one that said, say it and don't doubt in your heart and you'll have what you say. He, Jesus. I don't make fun of Jesus. How about you? I believe what he said. I honor what he said. I respect what he said. And while they're making fun, you and I getting healed. While they're making fun, we paying everything off. While they're making fun, we doing kingdom business. Getting the job done. While they're criticizing us. Don't criticize other people. Don't get focused on preaching against somebody. Trying to straighten somebody out. Finding fault. Don't do that. Do something good. You be busy doing something good, getting something done, while they're finding fault, criticizing. We're not that way. We walk in love anyhow. I've had people follow me down the hall after I spoke in a place and said, I don't like you. I don't believe anything you said today. I don't believe it. I don't like you. I just turned and smiled and said, you just don't know me. If you knew me, you'd like me. I think it made them madder. But I am not insecure. And I am not in fear. And it's not my job to go around and straighten people out. It's my job to preach the gospel. Believe the Bible. Help people. But if they don't want to hear it, then I go, next, please. Next. You want to hear it? Okay. You want to hear it? Okay. You want to hear it? Because somebody does. Somebody does. And if they do and receive it and believe it, they're going to get miracles. They're going to get born again. They're going to get recovered. They're going to get freed. They're going to get delivered. They're going to get filled. They're going to get healed. They're going to get blessed. I'm looking at a bunch of folk that already have. And the same thing that got you as far as you are will get you much further. The way you got born again is the way you get healed, the way you get filled, the way you get your money. Where you get your answers exactly the same way, and it is not begging and waiting on God.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
What is it? Faith. Verse 24, what is it? The faith of God that he taught, had faith in God. The faith of God is a receiving faith, a faith that receives. Read the scripture again, Mark 11:24. What things soever you desire, would that cover everything? Anything and everything. Whatever you desire. When you pray, do what?
Believe.
Now, a lot of folks just stop with that word believe. Believe. And then they fill in the blank. I've had people look at me in tears and go, well, I believe God. I believe. I've had people say, could you talk to so-and-so? They're in a bad way. And they have a lot of faith. They have a lot of faith. But I don't know why, you know, they can't get their help. And I've talked to them before. And they had no faith to be healed. No faith. For their needs to be met financially. Well, why did people say they had a lot of faith? Because they're not being specific about faith for what? Have a lot of faith that God is real. Well, that's wonderful, but that's not what he said. I believe with all my heart God can do anything. That's great, but that's not what he said to believe. I believe it's God's will for me to be healed. And I believe it's God's will for my needs to be met. Excellent. But it's not what he said to believe. What did he say to believe? Believe that you receive them. And then what will happen? Then you're going to see it and feel it. Remember what Brother Hagin said as a teenage boy? He said, I got to believe I received my healing while I'm still laying here paralyzed. I got to believe I received my healing while I still can't talk. My tongue's doesn't work, and I can't get out of bed on my... I got to believe it.
Amen.
But through believing it, then the Holy Ghost was able to give him instructions how to act on it.
Yes.
And then through acting on it, he ministered for decades.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
When his body would have been in the grave.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God.
Praise
oh, thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
All things are possible.
All.
To him or her that believes. All things. All things.
All things.
All things. Oh, I'm excited in my spirit. I got a little glimpse while I said that. One reason God has given us this right now, man, he's got some big stuff out ahead of us that he's preparing us to believe for. I'm looking back now, I didn't realize it, but when Phyllis and I lived in our little 1969 Marriott mobile home with no insulation, and we got a hold of the message on faith, got tapes from the Copelands, and then eventually after that from Brother Hagin and different ones, and man, it just became a habit with us after work. We'd come in, had a little bitty tape player, and we'd put the tape in and listen to it in the evening, And I didn't know what God was doing, but he was getting me ready. He was getting Phyllis ready. I mean, we lived in a little bitty small world. I worked in a store, general store, and it was the kind where you had the old potbelly heater, and the old men would sit around and talk, chew tobacco, tell lies. And one of them, I had a multi-purpose role at that place. I was assistant manager of what later became a small shopping center. But we had a meat department. We had a car service department. We sold tires. We sold refrigerators. We had a grocery store. And I did all of it.
Hallelujah.
I'd been there for years. And the volunteer fire department, too. What are you laughing about? So somebody would come in, and I'd sell them a refrigerator and then go change the oil in their car and wash my hands and come back in, cut them up a chicken and wrap it up. Of course, wash your hands first. And then we'd get a call, and I'd have to go get the fire truck out. I'm not exaggerating. This all happened in one day. But you know, everything that I did helped me to do what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Every one of those things. Every one of those things. Phyllis the same way. We've looked back many times and remarked about how God, we didn't know it, but God was preparing us and training us. So don't despise what you're doing right now. Don't look at it as nothing and trivial and material and insignificant. No, it is. Do it as unto the Lord and let him train you for what's coming next. Do it excellently. Do it well. And you'll be promoted. But I heard the guys sitting around the old heater one day, and one of them was going to go to Memphis. Well, we're in central Mississippi. That's only, 2.5 hours maybe? And boy, they talked for months about he's going to Memphis. He said, boy, you better have your vehicle checked out real good. You know, I'm take you some blankets and extra water. And so, finally, the time came, he went to Memphis. Well, when he came back, boy, everybody wanted to talk to him. So you went to Memphis? Yes, sir. Saw the big town. What'd you think about it? He said, fellas, I never was so glad to get back in the United States. Man, he thought he'd left the country. Because he crossed the state line. Why'd I say that? That's the world we lived in. A little tiny, small world. Thank God for faith. Now we think globally. Now the word is going around the world. Oh, hallelujah. That's what faith does to your spirit. And I can look back to where it began. It began sitting on that genuine imitation leather couch in that little trailer. Hearing Kenneth Copeland talk about faith. Hearing Kenneth Hagin talk about faith. And it began to get in our spirit. Until after a year or two of that, We got it in our heart to go all the way to Oklahoma for a meeting. That's unheard of among our servants. People thought we were crazy for listening to tapes of preaching. They were ready to get out of preaching as soon as it started at their own church. They wouldn't go home and listen to a tape of it. And it took all the faith we had to come to Tulsa for the camp meeting at the Hagen Ministry. I mean, we believed God for weeks and weeks and weeks just for gas money. We didn't have a car decent enough to go, and somebody loaned us a car, and people gave us money. We weren't asking for it, but it just came in. People just came up and handed us money, and we went. And as we were there, we took a tour of the campus, and as we walked across the campus, God dealt with both of us. We were supposed to come. Oh, man, we just got silent. We were downtown at the convention center, and the oil refinery is right there beside it, and in the middle of summer, it stinks. And we were getting ready to go, and we just silent, riding on the bus all the way back, not a word. And finally, Phyllis looked over, she said, "Did you ever know you're supposed to do something, and you didn't want to do it?" I played dumb. I thought, "What? What are you talking about?" She said, "It stinks out here." Man, that was such a huge thing for us to think of, us leaving family, leaving home, leaving everything, and coming out to a strange place. We didn't have any money. How would you do it? But I see now God had been getting us ready for 2 years by the word of faith. Come on now, do you see that he'd been getting us ready? Why? So that when we came to that place, we would not just pass it off and ignore it and say, "No way." We'd look up and go, "Well, with God, all things are possible." And we'd begin to believe it and begin to believe he could do it no matter how far-fetched it sounded and seemed to us. Oh, can you see this? That is happening right now. Right now. It's been happening in this church, and it's happening right now. God is feeding into us faith, faith, faith. Faith, why? In order to fulfill his plan for our life. Soon and very soon. Some people, a matter of months on some things. Some things are going to come up. You're going to see it. God's going to tell you to do it. And it's going to look huge. And a few years ago, he couldn't have even brought it up to you because you wouldn't have even considered it. But now, you'll not only consider it, you'll say, "Yes." If you say it, okay, we'll do it. We'll step out. We'll believe you. We'll claim it. Why? Because you have gotten bigger on the inside. Oh, yeah, you've increased. You've expanded. Your faith has come up. And you really do believe that all things are possible to him that believes. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Living by Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303A. That's R1303A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.